Hallelujah. I am from Africa. Somebody compared me to Phil. Brother Phil over there. Somebody confused me to him. Hallelujah. I don't want to tell you his name because you might be laughing after him. It's Brother Thompson. Amen. In Africa, when you are happy about somebody coming to your house, you make noise. When you like a king, when you like your king, you shout out loud. When you are happy about a service like that, you make some noise. Amen? That's what I know. Let's shout out loud to our God. He is worthy. Woo! 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh God, you are so worthy. So worthy. So worthy. So worthy. For the name of Jesus Christ, I'm not sitting. For the name of Jesus Christ, I'm not standing. I'm dancing. I'm jumping. Hallelujah. He's done so much. He's done so much. And tonight again, he's ready to do more, exceedingly, abundantly. Just open your faith. Open your faith. Open your faith. And the man of God is going to come and stir the atmosphere with all the power of God tonight for everyone. Brother Farkpa, come with the power of God. Bless us again. Bless me.
Oh, glory. Amen, amen. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Klaus. Thank you, Pastor Grant. Thank you, Calvary Gospel Church. If I can get my voice out tonight, I've got a message. Amen. It's been a pleasure to be here to minister to you these few days. So many souls been baptized. In Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues. Amen. For the last night of my being here, your attention is called to the book of Revelation 3:7-8 and Luke chapter 14, verse number 15. Amen. First Revelation chapter number 3. When you find it, say amen. Verse number 6. Actually, let's start reading the 7th verse. And unto the angel of the church of Philadelphia write, these things said he that is holy, he that is true, and he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Somebody say, open door. Oh, I feel that. I feel that tonight. Luke chapter number 14, verse 15. You find us, amen. Watch out, my voice is coming back. And when one of them that sat and meat with him heard these sayings, He said unto him, blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. Then said he unto them, a certain man made a great supper. Somebody said, a great supper. And bade many. And sent a servant at supper time to say unto them that were bidding, come, for all things are ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto them, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must need go and see it. I pray thee, have me excuse. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excuse. Another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. So thy servant came and showed his Lord all these things. Then the master, a man of the house, being angry, said unto the servant, go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring to thou, and to bring in the poor. Somebody say the poor, the maimed, the halt, and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. And the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and hedges, and compare them to come in, that my house may be filled. I want to speak to you shortly tonight, if my voice can allow me, on the subject, the church of the open door. And I said, the church of the open door. Lay your Bibles down. Don't worry about my voice. Amen. And raise your hands towards heaven. And I want you to raise your voice tonight and thank God for the church of the open door. Oh, Mashata Labahaya. Oh, God, we thank you tonight. I bless your name. I glorify your name tonight. Hobo Shikalala Mahataya. Yes, Jesus. We thank you in Jesus' name. You may be seated in Jesus' name. Give the Lord another clap offering tonight. Amen. You know, it's amazing how Jesus gave a parable about a great supper. He did not just say a supper. It is a great supper. Simply because there is enough for everyone. Oh, I don't know if you know where I'm going with this tonight. The church of the living God is not suffering for the lack of anything. God is not running out of resources. You didn't hear me. I said God has sufficient for everybody. This party that Jesus is talking about in the parable is not a private party. It's a party of an open door. I don't know if you ever wondered about the door. You know, this morning I preached about amen, the church be behind a closed door. Usually when you close a door, you restrict the flow of traffic because there are only selected people, a certain class of people that are supposed to come through that door. So we try this morning to turn the closed door into an open door. Tonight the Lord told me to come and tell this church, this great congregation, that the door has swung open. And anybody can come in. Amen. I would hate to go to a church where the door will be slammed in my face. I don't want to go to a church where I have to meet a certain quality. Amen. Because I'm not a class person. I'm just a poor, glory to God. I'm just an ordinary person. Amen. So that I thank God that this church is not about a certain group of people. You didn't hear me. I said this church in the first place, Jesus talks about a church called Philadelphia. And Philadelphia means, amen, the city of brotherly love. Amen. Hallelujah. What you got to understand here is when a church has a Philadelphia network. You sure we got the right people in the... Oh my God, don't do that to me. In the name, everybody raise your hand and begin to praise the Lord right now. In the name of Jesus. Everybody is mad. Oh my God, now we can't even get it in there. Okay. Hear me and hear me well tonight. The devil hates that. He doesn't like it. Amen. When we develop the mentality of the open door, glory to God, it tells me that we can do anything. Amen. Jesus said unto his church, I set before you an open door, and no man can shut it, because I have the keys. I'm not just standing at the door and knocking. The door is not shut anymore. The door is open, because it's the church of the open door. Somebody say the church of the open door. So Jesus talks about, amen, a great supper. Because there is more than enough for everyone. You know what he did in the parable? He sent the servants out to invite a certain class of people. The first class were the foreman. And he said, the invitation went to him. And when he received it, he said, you know what? I've just bought a piece of ground. It means that he was in the farming business. He was a certain class. He had a lot of money. Amen. And he gave an excuse and said, I'm sorry, I've bought a piece of ground and I've got to go and see it. It doesn't make any sense to buy the land that you have not seen. But people are full of excuses. Amen. And then the second class were those, amen, who said, I bought 5 yoke of oxen, some animals, and I've got to go and prove them. So please help me, excuse, I cannot come. Amen. The last group was a man that had just taken a wife. He said, I cannot come because I just married a wife. I don't understand, how can you use marrying a wife for an excuse for a free body? The best thing to have done was to take your wife with you. But he's using that as an excuse. So the servant came and he told the master, they said they will not come. They all come up with different excuses. But I like what the master said. He's not interested in the excuses. Oh, you're not helping me preach tonight. The master is not interested in excuses. His objective, his intention is that his house be filled with people. Why? Because there is room for everybody. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight. This is not a church for just a few. You know what? This church has swung its door wide open. And he said, go out in the street. Compare them to come. The first group of people that he sent for to compare to come were the poor people. That gives a chance for us poor folks who can dress like the rich class, who don't look like a certain class of people, called the poor to come in. The next one was the name, those that couldn't walk right, called them to come in and go back for the heart. Amen. Those that can't even walk straight. And the last group were the blind. And let them come to this feast. And the servant went out talking to people to come to the feast. It's not a small feast. It is a great, somebody say a great feast. It is a big one. Big enough for everybody. Amen. He has prepared all things. And he compared them to come. The servant came back and said, I've done according to your command, and there is still room. You know what? I'm glad that the first group of people did not come to the great supper. Then a man like me would have had no chance. Folks like some of you would have had no chance. When you poured a pot party, when you pour a party, when you throw a party, amen, with an open door, you have no choice as to who comes in. And I'm talking to the church, I'm talking about a church tonight that has an open door. Anybody can come in. The dope addicts can come in. The homosexual can come in. The lesbians can come in. The drunk can come in. I don't know. Is this an apostolic church? Is the church of the open door? Oh my God, my God. I'm glad I walked into an apostolic church one day and nobody looked at the color of my skin. Nobody pay any attention to my African accent. You didn't hear me, because if they have taken note of my accent, the door would have been slammed in my face. They would have closed the door. If they had looked at the way I dress, if they had looked at my bank account, I would have had no chance. But thank God, when I came to the apostolic church, I found an open door, and I heard the preacher say, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy." The open door. Oh my God. He said, anybody can come in. The fact of the matter is, my brother, when some of us came in, we were not up to the task. Couldn't talk right, couldn't dress right, didn't even know the Pentecostal hand clap. I couldn't dance right, I couldn't walk right, but thank God the door was still open, and I came to an old fashioned altar. Nobody stopped me because the door was open. So don't look at the color of the skin. You didn't hear me. In this church, colors don't matter. What matters is your character. In this church, your bank account doesn't matter. The way you dress doesn't matter. And you want to know something else? It doesn't matter where you came from before coming here. What matters is how you leave when you leave. Am I talking to a church? It doesn't matter what you did last night. The door is still open. Somebody shout yes. Somebody shout yes. I feel the Holy Ghost. Church of the open door. Pastor Grant, Bishop Grant, keep the door open. Keep the door open. Keep the door open. Oh my God. Keep the door open. Because after all, when they come from the street, where else do you want them to go? Father, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help I know. Whom have I on earth beside thee? Whom in heaven but thee? Keep the door open. Because when I'm messed up out there, I'm coming to the door. I'm coming to the door. Don't close the door. They come walking in. not looking like you. When I look out in the congregation today, I see holy people. You got to understand that just a few years ago, a few months ago, you weren't so holy. The fact of the matter is, we are ex-homosexuals, ex-lesbians, ex-fornicators, adulterers, idol worshippers. But you have been washed down. You have been cleaned by the blood of the Lamb. I tell you tonight, there is still a crimson stream of blood. It flows from Calvary. It waves a sweeping over me. There is still room at Calvary Gospel Church. Oh my God. The fact of the matter is, watch out, my voice is coming back now. Watch out. My voice is coming back. I don't like a church where everybody looks the same. It means that the church is not growing. The same old, same old. The same holy face. The same holy dress code. You didn't hear me. The same Pentecostal hairdo. Oh, I got news for you. When they show up through the door, they're not going to look like you. But give them some time before long when God gets ready. Oh, my God. Hear him. When you call a supper, guess who's coming home for dinner? I said, guess who's coming home for dinner? They might not be, if you are a black family, a white face might show up at the door. And if you are a white family, I don't mean to be mean to you, but a black face might just show up. A yellow face might just show up. A brown face, am I talking to the church, might just show up. You can never tell who's going to show up for the great supper, but they're sufficient for the black man. They're sufficient for the white man. They're sufficient for the brown, for the yellow. Somebody say yes. There's enough food for the old and for the young, for the good looking and not the so good looking. That gave some of us folks the chance. The door is still open for the tall, for the short. Amen. For the, how you call it in America, for the small, amen, and those are, I don't want to get in trouble here tonight. I don't want to get in trouble tonight. It doesn't matter your size. It doesn't matter your height. The door is still open. Yes, even that. What I like about God is, there was a man, my brother, went to church drunk. Yes. Our problem is the church is full of all kinds of good folks. That's not true. Anybody can come. There's no security officer sitting at the door and how to smell your breath. Gotta look in your pocket. If you have a cigarette pocket, hand in your pocket. It doesn't matter how you come here. You are still welcome. You belong here. We love you. The doors open. This man went to church drunk. He got in the aisle. He was so drunk. This God is under the influence of. And someone met him in the aisle and said, do you want to come in? He said, no, I don't want to come in. In fact, he raised his hand towards heaven and cursed God. What do you expect from a drunk man? I tell you, nobody put him out of the church. You know what? Because it was the church of the open door. The preacher got up to preach. Amen. By the time the preacher got through with his message, glory to God, and made the altar call, this man came staggering at the altar, drunk. God gave us some drunk people. God gave us some people smelling with cigarettes. God gave us some dope addicts. God gave us some fornicators. Oh, God gave us. Gave us some people that don't look like us. Because all they have to do is to stick around long enough. This Holy Ghost is contagious. This joy is contagious. Holiness is contagious. All right living is contagious. If you stick around just long enough, it will rub off on you. The drunk man with several other came to the altar. They said, raise your hand. And raise your hand towards heaven. And under the power of the Holy Ghost, the man got sober. You know what? Because in the church of the open door, there is a power that is greater. There is a better wine, a much stronger wine. When the Holy Ghost came down in the church that night, God baptized him with the Holy Ghost. He got sobered, went down in the water, and got baptized in Jesus' name. Came out of the water and became a mighty preacher. Because the door was open. What's wrong with some of you folks? Good Pentecostal folks that thought this party was a private Pentecostal party. Hey! You mean I can come in? Yes. Just as you are. Amen. Without one plead. Oh, Lamb of God, I come. I come. Come with all the problems that you have. Come with all the mistakes you have made. Come with all of the mess. Here. When I was here last, Brother Crowder came here. So I went with him to the park. My dear brother. Man, in that park, there were all kinds of people. There were people that were smoking right on the revival ground. Smoking. And we came across a group. They were cursing and swearing, drunk like skunk. They started arguing with us. I don't want to know that thing. I've been in church before. You know how drunk people talk? Interrupting us every time we try to talk. But we kept talking. Kept talking. We didn't say, get them out of here so we can have church. Amen. We kept talking. You know, right there, they began to sober up. Amen. They came in the prayer line. Still drunk. Not in Africa. Here in your city. At a park. We met a group of drunks. I watched them. When the praise and worship team from the church started to sink, they got real quiet. The cursing stopped. The swearing stopped. Amen. And when the preacher said, raise your hand, they raised their hand. And I begin to say, my God, where did the liquor go? Where did the drugs go? It began to vanish away. I saw the preacher lay hands on them. And one by one, the Holy Ghost came upon them. And they began to speak with other tongues. You know what? We brought a bunch of them here that same night and baptized all of them. Because this is the church of the open door. And I want to close. Let me give you one example. In my home country of Liberia, the civil crisis that took place, one particular general, he was so wicked. He alone killed and murdered more than 1,000 innocent people. Pregnant women, unborn children, children whose lives were cut up, this general with his AK-47 and with his knife open up the belly of pregnant women. Took the unborn baby out of them while the babies were still shaking. Drank the blood as a demonic eye to the gods of darkness. When the war subsided, God spoke to that man. Guess what? I was in the service that night, my sister. He came walking, the former rebel general. You think we stop him? No. Because this is the church of the open door. He walked in. I didn't even know at the time. But this man with his hands steaming with blood. Guilty before God. After the preaching, when the man of God made the altar call, he came before the throne of grace. Somebody said the throne of grace. Not the throne of judgment, but the throne of grace. I saw him lift his hands towards heaven and said, Jesus, I'm sorry. I repent of my sin. Forgave me. Amen. One would have thought this man needed a Bible class for 1 year. This guy was a mess. One would have thought you would have taken soap and washed him down first. No. Amen. Just as he was, he stood there. Not the week after, but the same night. Somebody said the same night. From all the battlefront, God baptized him with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues. As the Spirit of the Lord gives utterance, he went by little on and we baptized him in Jesus' name. And not some of his sins, but all of his sins were washed away in water baptism. And today, as I'm speaking to you, Brother Emmanuel is a world evangelist. Just because we did not close the door. Want to hear some more? Me, you don't know. When you say, Brother Fopper, you think I'm some kind of hot stuff. I'm not. I came out of a witchcraft family. You want to know the fact of the matter? My daddy, Fopper, amen, was a Muslim proselyte. Had a house full of wives, because he was a chief. Amen. But traditional supposed to be a prince. Amen. He was a chief over the chiefdom. And every village he went to, they presented a woman, a virgin, as a gift to the chief. And my father had a house full of wives. So much so that I don't even know how many brothers, how many sisters I have. That's the kind of mess I came out of. Oh my God. My daddy didn't know God. You know, in addition to his Muslim faith, which is an antichrist religion, he had behind our house a family banana tree. You Americans don't know anything about banana tree. All you know is you go to Walmart, buy a banana. But in Africa, banana trees are gods. Small G-O-D-S. And my daddy and our whole family prayed to the banana tree. Banana tree that didn't give us any protection, didn't help us. And my daddy had in his house a special house that nobody went in a corner. He has some statues that he killed chicken to and poured the blood. Even though those guys couldn't save, they had arms but could not save, had ears but they couldn't hear, eyes but they could not see. My daddy was an idol worshiper. I had no place among God's people. Bishop, when I went to a Pentecostal church, the door was open. Oh God. I said, the door was open. They met me with open arms, with all the dirt that I had, with all the demonic power all around me. The church folks met me with love. No, they didn't look like them. Didn't talk like them. Couldn't even pray like them. But the door was open. I went down to the altar. Somebody didn't say, you don't smell right, so I can't pray with you. Someone laid hands on me. And the Holy Ghost came upon, took me down to the water, and had me baptized, had my sins all washed away. So when you see me preaching as I'm doing, I was not born a preacher. My daddy was not a preacher. My mama was not a preacher. It was in the midst that God opened a door before me. Oh my God. Have you heard that song? There is still room at a cross for you. Regardless of who's sitting by you. Have you ever been to a church where nobody wanted to come so close to you? I want to close, but hear me. I went to a church back home, not a Pentecostal church, not an apostolic church, and I was supposed to be a preacher. Didn't dress right. So when I entered into that church, it was not a Pentecostal church. It was a different kind of denomination. And in that church, you got to be dressed just right. You didn't hear me? The necktie got to match the shirt. The shoes got to match the pants and the coat. I walk in with pink on brown, yellow on green. Didn't know any better. So when I entered into the church, I was supposed to be the preacher. And they looked at me from my feet to my head. I didn't fit into their so-called classic church. And I almost looked for the back door to escape. I was ashamed. I didn't fit into their class. Hear me tonight. Carry Gospel Church is not like that. This church, oh my God, I feel the Holy Ghost. This church loves you just as you are. Come any way you want. I'm talking to you. We're going to give you time. We're going to love you with everything. When we say we love you, we're not just being diplomatic. We mean what we say. And we say what you mean. Oh my God. How we love you at Calvary. Because even though hundreds have come, but there's still room. In fact, you are the one that we want here. Because you see, my sister, if we all look the same, some of us are unnecessary. My bad problem, I love difference. Some people can't stand other people. If my color doesn't match your color, get out of here. Why are you so quiet on me? Here at Calvary, and I feel the Holy Ghost, each time I say that. Here at the foot of the cross, we all stand on equal ground. On level ground, we are all sinners saved by grace. You didn't hear me. Amen. Just because I'm preaching doesn't make me any better than you are. Shaba, the church of the open door. my God, my God, my God. You know, when I look at this church, this is how heaven gonna look like. Black man sitting by a white man. Yellow man sitting by a brown man. And we are all God's children. You know what? When I see you, I don't see colors. I see souls. When Bishop Grant looks at you, he looks at you as a precious soul for whom Jesus died. When Pastor Roy Grant looks at you, when Brother Russell looks at you, amen, when Pastor Thomas looks at you, when his Brother Claude looks at you, they are not looking at you because you are a different race, amen, because you come from China, because you come from Africa, they look at you as a human race. And the door is open. Join the party. Don't just join the party. Feel that you are a part of the party. Don't hang your head down when you come to the church. Lift up your head because you are a child of the King. You are a priest. You are a priestess. I'm talking to the church. Lift up your head. You are in the right place. Stand to your feet. Everybody stand. Everybody stand. Everybody stand to your feet. We love you. We love you. We appreciate you. As I'm talking now, if you want the baptism of the Holy Ghost, right here, because this is your place. You want a refilling of the blessings, stand right there. If you want to be healed, take this side. Oh, I'm talking to everybody, because there is room for you. Because this house, I'm talking to you, leave your seat now. Leave. Everybody leave. I'm talking about everybody. Tell your neighbor, say the preacher is talking to you. Tell your neighbor, say the preacher is talking to you. Leave your seat. I want you, if you want the Holy Ghost, right there. If you want a special touch, stand right here. Every one of you, there is room at the cross for you. You want a healing for your body? Stand right there. I want everybody that can move, move. Somebody say move. Oh, come on. Listen to the Spirit. Move. Just move. There's room for you today. There's a place for you. Come on to the altar that's filled with people. Oh, come on. There's room at Calvary for you. There's room. There's room. There's room. Come.